We had some tough times, all right, says Mrs. Clare, reminiscing. Some of those bow-legged country boys, you give them a little hooch and they're like redskins. Want to scalp everything in sight. Course, we only sold setups, never the hard stuff itself. Wouldn't have, even if it was legal. My husband, Homer Clare, he didn't hold with it. Neither did I. One day, Homer Clare, he passed on 7 months and 12 days ago today after a 5-hour operation out in Oregon. He said to me, Mert, we've lived all our lives in hell. Now we're going to die in heaven. The next day, we closed the dance hall. I've never regretted it. Oh, along at first, I missed being a night owl. The tunes, the jollity. But now that Homer's gone, I'm just glad to do my work here at the Federal Building. Sit a spell. Drink a cup of coffee. In fact, on that Sunday morning, Mrs. Clare had just poured herself a cup of coffee from a freshly brewed pot when Mother Truitt returned. Mert, she said, but could say no more until she had caught her breath. Mert, there's 2 ambulances gone to the Clutters. Her daughter said, where's the 1032? Ambulances? Gone to the Clutters? Well, what about it? It's only Bonnie. Having one of her spells. Where's the 1032? Mother Truitt subsided. As usual, Mert knew the answer, was enjoying the last word. Then a thought occurred to her. But Mert, if it's only Bonnie, why would there be 2 ambulances? A sensible question, as Mrs. Clare, an admirer of logic, though a curious interpreter of it, was driven to admit. She said she would telephone Mrs. Helm. Mabel will know, she said. The conversation with Mrs. Helm lasted several minutes and was most distressing to Mother Truitt, who could hear nothing of it except the non-committal monosyllabic responses of her daughter. Worse, when the daughter hung up, she did not quench the old woman's curiosity. Instead, she placidly drank her coffee, went to her desk, and began to postmark a pile of letters. Mert, Mother Truitt said. For heaven's sake, what did Mabel say? I'm not surprised, Mrs. Clare said. When you think how Herb Clutter spent his whole life in a hurry, rushing in here to get his mail with never a minute to say good morning and thank you, dog, rushing around like a chicken with his head off, joining clubs, running everything, getting jobs maybe other people wanted. And now look, it's all caught up with him. Well, he won't be rushing any more. Why, Mert? Why won't he? Mrs. Clare raised her voice. Because he's dead. And Bonnie, too. And Nancy. And the boy. Somebody shot them. Mert, don't say things like that. Who shot them? Without a pause in her postmarking activities, Mrs. Clare replied, the man in the airplane. The one Herb sued for crashing into his fruit trees. If it wasn't him, maybe it was you. Or somebody across the street. All the neighbors are rattlesnakes. Varmints looking for a chance to slam the door in your face. It's the same the whole world over. You know that. I don't, said Mother Truitt, who put her hands over her ears. I don't know any such thing. Varmints. I'm scared, Mert. Of what? When your time comes, it comes. And tears won't save you. She had observed that her mother had begun to shed a few. When Homer died, I used up all the fear I had in me, and all the grief, too. If there's somebody loose around here that wants to cut my throat, I wish him luck. What difference does it make? It's all the same in eternity. Just remember, if one bird carried every grain of sand, grain by grain, across the ocean, by the time he got them all on the other side, that would only be the beginning of eternity. So blow your nose.